This is Glenn Helzer with World of Radio, 1646. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 6th, Abkhazia, Argentina, Ascension, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Germany, Goa, Guiana French, India, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Iran, Japan, Kashmir, Korea South, Mexico, Myanmar, Nagorno-Karabakh, Netherlands, Palau, Peru, Sarawak, Spain, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Roman Pankov, Bulgaria, reports to Australian DX News that Abkhaz Radio, also known as Apsua Radio, has been reactivated after a long absence from shortwave. Heard on 9535, November 21st, from 0710 in the Abkhaz language, and news in Russian at 7:58, closing down at 08:12 with the melody Love is Blue. However, the first date this was reported was November 19th at 0700 by Alexander Golovikhin in Tolyatti, Russia, then at Radio DX via Russ DX. And then Wolfgang Büschel also reports it from Germany in BCDX Top News. It was at 07:08 UT on December 3rd with a weak signal, only S8 peaks in Germany. He says the transmitter is a former Soviet-era jammer, and it went off suddenly 15 seconds before 0800 during a song. The previous sign-off time a couple of years ago was 09:05 UT. However, local time in Abkhazia is now 1 hour earlier. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Tim Tromp in Michigan reports what is apparently an X-bander from Argentina, and it's a pirate on 1710, known as AM1710, November 22nd at 03:22 UT with Tango Music. It was relaying FM 92.7 in Buenos Aires, as this 1710 was previously known to do. It also relays FM 94.5 Radio Milagros in Buenos Aires. Of course, if it's relaying something off a web feed, it might be closer than Argentina, but it seems to be all the way from there to Michigan. Some of the shortwave bands are becoming rather sparsely occupied. With the sun brightly shining at mid-afternoon, I found only one signal on the 16-meter band, December 3rd at 1955, the BBC and Hausa from Ascension on 17885. Yes, there were no other signals active on 16 meters at this time, apparently, from the Western Hemisphere. No Americans, no Cubans, of course no Canadians, and no South Americans. Ron Howard in California presumes he's hearing the BBS in Bhutan, 20 hertz above 6035, December 5th around 13 UT, in vernacular and playing their unique indigenous chatting and singing, but it was mixing, as usually the case, with PBS Yunnan China. He says it's almost identical to my November 30th reception, the last time I heard them, but it's worth checking every day. From Bolivia, Ralph Perry in Illinois reports tentatively Radio Lipes in Ujuni, November 29th at 09:56, 70 hertz below 4796. He couldn't get an ID, but they were playing Bolivian folk music and an echo announcement. It was weak and difficult to stay long with. It was lost by 10:15 UT and other stations from the Andes were below normal. Then Bob Wilkner and his anonymous friend XM in Florida report the next day on November 30th hearing what is apparently Radio Lipes on 4795.8 at 09:30 to 10:15 with chatting. There was a high noise level, and again the other Bolivians were not well heard. He says this one was last heard in early March for a brief period. If history repeats, you need to log it now before it's gone again. He also checked in the evening at 2300 to 2310 when there was a fair signal, but it was gone by 23:17. Last March, he was not hearing it in the evening period between 23 and 01. Another Bolivian I mentioned last week, Radio Panamericana. I've been trying to hear it in the evenings here on 6105.5 approximately. Finally, December 1st at 23:45, I was getting a very poor carrier around that frequency with some Spanish audio, apparently a religious talk. Bob Wilkner in Florida says he was also getting it, but it was off the air just after midnight UT. But beware, there could be something else on this off frequency, 6105.5. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was hearing something in Arabic, December 1st at 22:31. A much more reliable Bolivian, Radio Santa Cruz, 6134.8, reported by Andy Robbins in Michigan at 09:45, November 23rd, with talk, occasional time checks, and an ID at 10:08. But importantly, he says, there was no interference from the Tadil A Link 11 bunker utility intruder, which had been just below that frequency. It seems to have moved down to about 4860. Ralph Perry in Illinois also reports, Radio Santa Cruz, 6134.81, December 1st at 9:48, tune in with a lovely signal, mentioning onda media, onda corta, frecuencia modulada, and a full ID. Folk music from 09:52, alternating Spanish announcements and presumably Aymara. He says there was folk music at 9:55 featuring pinquillo whistles and charango. Since December 4th at 0300, I've found that Brazil has been reactivated on 6180. That's Radio Nacional Amazonia, also known as Radio Nacional in Brasilia, and it's parallel to 11780. These two signals apparently run all night. In the ODXA group, Mike Bryan in Ontario points to a CRTC broadcasting decision authorizing CFRA 580 in Ottawa to increase its nighttime power to 30 kilowatts to overcome interference. But André Desjardins thinks this may not yet have been implemented. Meanwhile, at least two more Canadian AM stations have gone off the air permanently. Mike Mudney in Edmonton, Alberta, reported that CHFA 680 was missing. It had been expected to go off. This was as of December 1st via Andy Reid, and a station which was told to go off the air because of numerous infractions, CJRN 710 in Niagara Falls, Ontario, had been running just an open carrier. But the deadline for going off was November 30th, and indeed that carrier finally was turned off then, says Andy Reid. Another Canadian is off the air, and it's of much greater importance. CKCX, also known as Radio Canada International in Sackville, had been running 9625 only for the Northern Shortwave Service, which got a one-month extension until December 1st. But it was turned off a bit early. Kim Elliott found the signal was gone when he checked November 30th at 22:26. Kai Ludwig says apparently the engineers manually turned it off before leaving for the weekend. Ken Zicke in Michigan was also listening Friday afternoon, November 30th. It was on at 2100, but he heard it turn off at 2200 UT November 30th, and offers this opinion. I do believe CBC has effectively gutted one of the most valuable pieces of Canadian diplomacy, and they had to work really hard to get rid of this last piece. So I think a hearty round of applause is in order to the Canadian Conservatives and the CBC. Never have so few taken so much from so many so quickly and with so little ruckus being made about it. Especially with countries like Russia and China chapping at the bit to nationalize control of the internet within their borders. Any broadcaster who thinks shortwave is replaced by the internet and social media is going to be rudely awakened at some point. China has moved another of their transmitters onto a frequency already occupied by India, 4850. Ron Howard in California is hearing Xinjiang PBS instead of 4330 since December 4th. It is mixed with India until it signs off at 12:38. So reception of All India Radio will now be rather difficult. Xinjiang PBS was heard past 13:58. Some press reports indicate that Radio Okapi is in big trouble in the Congo DR. It had been allowed to broadcast on FM frequencies in a number of cities. However, that has now been denied by the government. Strangely enough, these press reports do not mention the fact that Radio Okapi has also been broadcasting on shortwave from outside the Congo DR, so I assume that will continue and become even more important and perhaps be expanded. The schedule for that is 04 to 05 UT on 11690 via South Africa, which can be heard well in North America too, and 16 to 17 UT on 11795 via the UAE. Radio Havana, Cuba has started a new broadcast to Africa on 11880 since December 3rd, according to Arnie Coro via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club, who also heard it the next day, December 4th. It's at 22 to 23 UT. And I found there it's actually on for another hour before that, from 2100 in French and 2130 in Portuguese. There's also French at 21 on 11760 to somewhere in the Americas. However, I found that was running about 1 minute ahead of the same French broadcast to Africa on 11880. Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil says, "Here is my protest against a total lack of consideration and ethics by Radio Havana, Cuba for using the same frequency as NHK. That is, 11880 via the French Guiana relay was already in use for Portuguese at 2130. The same time Cuba is even put on the same language." The jamming by some spoiler in Germany against Hamburger Local Radio appears to have ended. Christoph Rotzer says the interferer has been pried from the German authority. That is on 6190, including World of Radio, Saturdays at 16:30 UT. I was wondering if we were still scheduled, and I asked Europeans to monitor. And thanks to several who confirmed it, Noel Green in England, Stuart Satnipper in England, I think, also John Hode, and Dave Kenny. Trouble is, there is large interference from Xinjiang PBS in Mongolian from China on the same frequency, 6190. Dave Kenny says Hamburger Local Radio would be better off using a frequency in the 75-meter band. I assume the other broadcast of World of Radio, Saturdays at 0630 UT on 7265, is coming through better. Wolfgang Büschel reports that probably because of Bangladesh activity on 7250, the All India Radio transmitter in Goa on that frequency has moved to 9705. Actually, it's about 22 hertz low, including the Hindi broadcast at 1615 and Malayalam at 1730 to 1830. NHK World, Radio Japan, and the French Guiana Relay are still having trouble getting their act together, and I mean that literally. The broadcast at 02 to 04 UT on 5960 on December 4th at 0247, I was just hearing the NHK interval signal playing over and over, meaning they'd lost the feed from Tokyo. And furthermore, the spurs are still coming out, including plus and minus 116 kilohertz on 5844 and 6076. You're listening to World of Radio, number 1646. Also providing much more information at our website, worldofradio.org, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests. Look for the latest issue, number 12-49, upon which this edition is based. We still await financial support to woradio@yahoo.com if contributing via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, or a check or money order in the mail in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. Hearing the voice of Indonesia's English broadcast at 13 to 14 UT, just below 9526, continues to be a lost cause here both because of adjacent interference on 9530 and an extremely weak signal, if any, from Indonesia. However, Harold Froge, on another of his de-expeditions in Michigan, says he heard another English broadcast at an unexpected time, December 1st, at 1826 UT during News in Brief, and reception then was much better than at 1300, although there was some buzz on the transmission. As for the buzz, Wolfgang Büschel has also been noticing that. He measured 9524.993, only an empty carrier, but there was a 50 hertz hum with 29 buzzy peaks visible each side at 2050 UT December 1st. At that time, there was no program audio modulation at all. WRN English to Africa, Asia, and the Pacific is transitioning to a new satellite frequency, including World of Radio Sundays at 1500 UT. It's on Intelsat 20. They'll be dual illuminating the service from December 4th to 25th, that is, with the old and new frequency. The new parameters are, on Intelsat 20, 3887 MHz, vertical polarization, symbol rate 2960 MSYB, and FEC 3 over 4. I heard Iran's so-called Voice of Justice broadcast, the only English transmission to North America on an unexpected frequency, 7270, just before it was closing at 0426 UT December 4th, parallel to 9710. I don't know if they were coming through on the other listed frequency, 11770, but I suspect 7270 was just a mistake because there's supposed to be another broadcast starting at 0430 in Turkey on that frequency. Lucky listeners in England, close to the dispatch point, have already received their copies of the World Radio TV Handbook 2013. Dave Koenig has started looking through it and notices something new, at least new to him. Radio Ranjan Kaman, which means rainbow. It's Monday through Friday at 17 to 1730 UT on 7530 via Moldova. This Persian broadcast targets the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities in Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. Bruce Winkleman in Oklahoma reports hearing what is presumably the listed station in Japan, HRD Radio, JD2XA, on 5006. There is one time pip at the top of every minute synchronized with WWV. Heard December 3rd from 1244 to 1248, and also on December 4th from 1304 to 1308. Not bad for 200 watts. Martin Groot in the Netherlands reports All India Radio, Srinagar, Kashmir on 6110. November 30th at 0247, News in English, mentioning money laundering offenses. It was in the clear as Radio Fana Ethiopia had not yet started on the same frequency. However, Kashmir broke down at 0248. Here's yet another new schedule for MND Radio, Ministry of National Defense, clandestine from South to North Korea since December 1st, as compiled by Hiroshi in Japan via S. Hasegawa. Length of transmission varies between 35 and 55 minutes in the seem to come in pairs. Some of the frequencies are new. At 04 and 12 UT on 5150 and 6360. At 05 and 10 on 6550 and 4925. At 06 and 11 on 6270 and 6480. And at 07, which doesn't have a pair apparently, 6435 and 5290. There's been a drastic change in format for a major Mexican medium wave station, XEFB 630 in Monterrey. It had been known as La Estación que da las noticias, a news format. But on December 6th, after 0600, I heard them identifying as FEB Romántica, meaning they're playing romantic music. While most of us in North America still have not been able to hear the new X-bander in Mexico City, X-E-A-R-Z, on 1650, here's a report of it from Italy, November 11th at 0601, by Walter Camuzzi and Saverio De Chan via Dario Monferrini. They were playing classical music and apparently are still testing, but they do report an ID as Ser Radio, Z-E-R. Oh, and note the frequency cited here, 1649.9, which means it ought to be putting a 100 hertz heterodyne against the 1650 stations. Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka reports an expanded schedule observed from Tazin Radio in Myanmar, 2330 to 02 UT on 6030, 0230 to 830 on 9460, and 0930 to 1500 on 7110. Ron Howard in California has also been observing this. The English broadcast ended, as usual, at 1500 UT on December 6th, but there was interference from over-the-horizon radar, also blocking Somaliland on 7120. 5770, the Defense Forces station, continues to be missing. Checked between 13 and 14 UT. The Myanmar Rakhine station on 7345, Ron Howard says, was mixing with China at 1328, December 6th, but signing off at 1329, leaving CNR1 in the clear. Ruben Pankov, Bulgaria, reports to Australian DX News, reactivation after months of absence on shortwave of the Voice of Justice, not the one in Iran, but the one in Nagorno-Karabakh. 9677.7. November 21st and 24th, he was hearing only a carrier at 0600, but on the 27th, a program in Azeri at 1400 to 1426. He says the language is Azeri, but terrible audio and almost nothing could be understood. Ruben Pankov provides more detail about this same item in a report to Deneb Radio DX via Russ DX. He says, every 2 minutes, the frequency varies from 9677.2 to exactly 9678. That was at 1400. And also at 06, there's interference from Voice of Russia in Russian. The mighty KBC Radio, Netherlands via Bulgaria, has been carrying out some tests in various digital modes of text broadcasts during their otherwise musical programs, instigated by Kim Andrew Elliott. Yet another one is expected for UT Sunday, December 9th, around 0130 and just before closing at 0200 UT on 9450. The mode this week is the sometimes fussy but amazing when it works MT63. Details on the software and how to go about decoding it at www.kbcradio.eu. Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa in Japan noticed that T8WH Palau was missing December 2nd. Until it returned on December 4th at 0300. It carries not only WHRI programming, but relays a number of other stations. Apparently, it closed down because of Typhoon Bofa, which hit the island. As Jerry Bishop suggests, but there must not have been any serious damage. It may have closed down preemptively. Radio Logos, Peru, 4810, was heard signing on November 30th at 1100. It had first been heard November 25th at 1020 UT, says Bob Wilkner and XM in Florida. Very strong signal in the mornings, but also audible in the evenings, November 26th at 2325 to 2330, also on the 27th. Ralph Perry in Illinois reports it December 1st at 1040 UT on exactly 4810. When it had been back for about a week, heard several mornings with a good signal, but under a chirping, blipping utility. Following our news last week about a new clandestine for Sarawak, Radio Free Kenyalang, it was heard November 30th and December 1st from 12 to 14 UT on 15650. I could barely make it out here, just a carrier, but it was reported from further east with much better reception. For example, by David Koenig in the UK and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. Also by Horacio Negro in Uruguay using a remote receiver. The consensus seems to be that the transmitter site is somewhere in Europe. However, it's not been heard since those dates. And WRN explains, it was a brief test period on 15650 and stopped because it was not performing as well as expected. It's being reassessed, and we should have further news about where it may be heard next. The bad news last week about Spain dropping its broadcast to North America and Europe has been mitigated somewhat. The English service, after missing several nights, has been resumed for North America at midnight to 1 UT on 6055, effective UT December 4th. Also the hour in French before that at 2300, but most of the Spanish language frequencies to North America are still missing. However, on weekends, we were again hearing 17595 in the mornings, around 1400. It seems they've canceled Spanish programs from outside producers, including one of our favorites, Mundofonías, with world music. It's no longer on the schedule. And one of its times has been occupied by Amigos de la Onda Corta, the DX and Mailbag program, which has been rescheduled. It's now Sundays at 1305 UT, and also UT Mondays at midnight 5 on any frequency we can find. Oh, thanks to Alan Rowe for news about Mundofonías, which is still being produced and available on the web. The situation at REE appears to be very much in flux, and we have lots of monitoring about when it's actually being heard in DX Listening Digest. Steve Luce in Texas sums it up. It appears that one hand doesn't know what the other is doing at REE, and some sort of power struggle is taking place behind the scenes. Whoever controls the money will have the final say, so I'm afraid the reprieve for English broadcasts will not last long. With the thousands and thousands of medium wave stations in the U.S., it's amazing we don't hear more harmonics on the lower shortwave bands. I haven't heard one in many months, but Harold Froge in Michigan has on his D-Expedition. On 4110 WGOH in Grayson, Kentucky, with spots for Kentucky State Police and so forth, local announcements, November 30th at 2211 UT. It became much weaker at 2215, perhaps when they dropped power, but they were still audible. It's the third harmonic of 1370, where it was not heard, nor on the second harmonic. But it was also heard on December 1st, at 2129 with an ID. The only time WWCR can be considered a DX catch is when you hear it on a harmonic, such as 13750, reported by Harold Froge in Michigan, November 25th at 2108. Zanzibar reception has improved here on 11735 at 2100 December 4th, just before sign-off. I was hearing many repetitive IDs for Spice FM with sound effects. Be on the lookout for VHF TV and even FMDX as the winter sporadic E season gets underway in the Northern Hemisphere. There was an opening the late afternoon of December 4th over the southeast USA into the Caribbean and Mexico. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 3rd, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, a peak to 10 and 3 on December 11th. Solar flux peaking at 135, December 12th to 17th, and dropping to 100 by December 28th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1646. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will be sure to hear me again next week.